thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We are Squabblebox. Myself, Kai Valentine, and I would like to introduce you to my lovely co-host, Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
Good morning.
It's a nice day outside today, isn't it?
It's lovely outside today.
The sun is shining. We have an absolutely packed show for you today. Just after 12 o'clock today, we will be talking to the Equestrian Society from here at the University of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. It's the Society's Fair. There's a lot of stuff going on at the university and around the university. But we're going to kick off today's show. We're not going to do a Can You Believe That?
We're breaking the format.
We are breaking the format because we have a very special guest from Lincoln Comic Con. It's Matt. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm not so bad. And thanks for breaking the mold just for us guys.
It's great to have you on. Really, really excited to speak to you because I've seen this advertised on social media for the last few months, really. And LinkCon will be taking place at the Engine Shed on the 1st of October.
That's right.
How has all the planning been going for that?
It's actually been quite a lot of fun because we've run events before, but it's the first time we've tried to run a Comic-Con. But we really want to do it sort of our way, as opposed to sort of follow the standard mold for these kind of things, which is why we've been sort of working really hard to find more attractions to bring to a Comic-Con and things for different people to do. So it's been really fun finding out what's out there and what we can bring to our event.
So it does sound really, really exciting. What sort of stuff should people expect when they come to LinkCon a week on Saturday?
Basically, we've looked at all the different things that themes and trends that you associate with the Comic-Con, and then we've tried to find something that goes with that sort of area. So if you look at sort of like the Batman and DC side of things, we've actually built a model Gotham City, and then we've built a pretty awesome racetrack going through that, and we're going to have people in that are going to be racing through the streets of Gotham.
I just got really excited, I'm sorry.
For all the sort of amazing Star Wars fans out there, we've got some guys coming who are bringing across a wide range of lightsabers, and we're going to be having a lightsaber training academy. So yeah, we've basically picked out loads of things for people to do and trying to hit all the major trends.
So what was it that made you want to set up LinkCon and set up this event?
I've been in events quite a long time, and like I say, I really enjoyed going to Comic Cons. So it was one of those things we wanted to try and make our own. And I actually graduated from the university in 2011. And the venue was just in my mind. There was nowhere else to go. So we know sort of where it's based. We know the Engine Shed inside and out. And it was just perfect.
It is a great venue. And yeah, I can imagine it being a fantastic venue for a Comic-Con.
I mean, the Engine Shed's pretty much packed at the minute because we've had the Freshers stuff going on all week. So we've had the Freshers Fair, the Sports Fair, and the Society's Fair today.
Yes, the Society's Fair today, which we'll be talking about as the show goes on. But some of the other stuff that you've got going on at LinkCon, there's going to be some gaming.
Yeah, we've got we're bringing together two different companies, or three, sorry, different companies that are combining for our gaming aspects. So what we're doing, we're dedicating the platform upstairs purely to gaming. So we've got a company called Gamma Gaming coming, and they're bringing a wide range of consoles. So we're going all the way back to sort of the SNES and Nintendo 64, right along the timeline to the PS1, PS2, original Xbox, and then right up to today with the Xbox One, We've got some HTC Vive VR headsets that are going to be there as well. And then we've also got a wide range of classic arcade cabs coming. So, you know, Donkey Kong's, Pac-Man's, those kind of things. They're going to be downstairs. And then we've spoken to Attention VR, who are obviously the VR suite local to Lincoln. And they're going to be coming and doing a bit of a performance on stage to show everyone the world of virtual reality gaming.
It sounded really, really cool, isn't it, Maisie? I can see in your eyes that you are so excited about this, and now you are sold, you are going.
I am. I have to.
One of the things that I love about it as well is, like you've mentioned, you're actually bringing in a lot of local Lincoln companies to be a part of it, which is great for the community as well.
Yeah, well, another good example is sort of a martial art training academy. They're called Defence Lab Lincoln. And what they have experience in is working on some of the Hollywood blockbuster films and training some pretty big actors in their roles. So they've worked with the likes of sort of Liam Neeson, Christian Bale on Batman Begins, Tom Cruise on Mission Impossible 3. And again, what we're doing with those guys is we want to get them on the stage. They're bringing along a guy dressed as sort of Bane, and they're doing a tutorial of how they work with the studios in Hollywood to deliver some of the brilliant fight scenes you see in some pretty big films. And they're obviously pretty local to Lincoln as well.
That's really, really cool, isn't it?
I had no idea that there was so many sort of... Because you were mentioning the lightsabers as well, the lightsaber training even as well. I didn't realise there was so much stage combat going on in Lincoln.
Yeah. So there's also going to be a cosplay contest, because that's a big thing at a lot of Comic Cons. Maisie's already got ideas in her head of she wants to dress as. But do you want to tell us a little bit about the cosplay contest?
Sure, absolutely. We're running three contests throughout the day because we want to bracket them in sort of age groups so everyone gets a pretty good chance to take part. And what we're doing that's quite a bit different from other cosplay contests is we're having a judging panel and we're splitting those pretty evenly between those interested in, should I say, generic cosplay and also those in anime kind of things, just to give it that good balance. And the prizes as well, we're working in partnership with a company called Infinity Crates.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of new on the scene and deliver the same kind of service as My Geekbox and Loot Crate kind of thing. And we're giving out prizes donated by those for the cosplay winners. So they're just boxes that are full of random geeky goodness that we don't want to spoil the surprise before the event.
It does look like it's going to be an absolutely packed event. There's going to be so much going on. What are you? I know that there's so many people that I've seen around. I've heard so many people around the campus and around the high street in Lincoln talking about it. I follow a guy on Facebook.
I thought you were going to say you follow a guy in the high street.
I followed a guy in the high street. No, I followed a guy on Facebook called, I follow him, he's called the Lincoln Ghostbuster. He goes around to charity events, stuff dressed as a Ghostbuster. He's really into all this stuff and he's really excited to come down and go around dressed as a Ghostbuster, because it's one of those community things, isn't it? Which I think is absolutely brilliant. What are you most excited about?
Well, just coming back on Maisie's point of following people down the street.
Where's this going to go, Matt?
We've been around the city promoting the event all week. We were in the Freshers' Fair for the first half of the week. We came back down yesterday and we decided to do a bit of a walk in the high street, but with a twist in that we took our Stormtrooper down with us. So it was great to see, obviously, students, the way reacting they were, but they had a bit of a clue as to why we were here, what it's about. They were expecting something a bit out of the ordinary, but for just sort of your average Joe's family guy walking down the street to randomly see a Stormtrooper, it's been absolutely brilliant pushing it throughout the town.
I think that everyone around Lincoln is, even though they are expecting stuff like this, because it's Freshers' Week in the Lincoln area.
Yeah, it can get a bit crazy.
People are expecting, like I saw a guy dressed as a pizza outside the university the other day.
He was outside our house at one point, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. Maybe he followed me. All this following, that shouldn't be happening. But let's have a look at the tickets. So do you want to tell everyone how much a ticket entrance is and where they can get these tickets?
Sure. The price for a standard adult ticket is £7. That's £5 for under 16s. £6 for students, and under threes are getting for free. You can pay on the door on the day, or you can book in advance. Obviously, we're going to sort of recommend you book online in advance to skip any queues that are going to be on the day there on the day kind of thing. That's basically ticket information available at www.thelincon.co.uk.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely great event. Do you plan on this being a regular thing, something that you're going to bring back in the future?
Yeah, we really sort of hope so. I mean, the thing for us was what kind of reception it got during the marketing side of things. Obviously, you want to see big numbers of people there on the day, and we're kind of expecting that. But the fact that so many people really sort of love the idea, were really impressed, and actually just can't wait to go. And obviously, we've had quite a lot of ticket sales this week through sort of students and pushing the event. We want to come back next year. We want to look at the idea of putting on a two-day event. But what we also want to do is really sort of shake it up a little bit. So bring more than what's there this year, more different things to do again. So carry on with that theme of making it a really interactive Comic-Con.
It sounds like this is going to be a fantastic event, the LinkCon at the Engine Shed Lincoln on the 1st of October 2016. The general admission, it opens at 10:30 a.m. That's the general admission, but the VIP admission is 9:30 a.m. What time does the event finish?
The event finishes between sort of 4:30 kind of time. We've penciled 4 o'clock in, but we're saying up till 4:30 p.m. because every time we sort of tease the idea of the cosplay contest, more and more people become interested.
Yeah.
So I think we're in the process of buying time for the cosplay contest, which is good because obviously you're going to see so many different people there in such a wide variety of costumes.
If you want to find out more, you can go to www.thelinkcon.co.uk or you can call 01522 904 177. Get your tickets now. £7 for adults, £5 for children, £6 for students, a great deal there for students that are just coming to the university, and under threes are free. Loads going on, attractions and stalls, cosplay contests, and meet your superheroes and all your favourites. Thank you very much for coming on the show today, Matt. We wish you all the best, and we will see you next week on Saturday on the 1st of October at the Engine Shed for LinkCon. Thank you very much, Matt.
Great, certainly will, and thanks for having me.
Maisie, what are we going into now?
This is Who Do You Think Of by M.O. We'll be right back after this.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with my lovely co-host, Miss Maisie Anderson, and we are talking all about societies today. We've just had a great chat with the LinkCon, Matt from the LinkCon. That's going to be a fantastic event coming up on the 1st of October at the Engine Shed Lincoln. We'll give you more details about that at the end of today's show. We're with you until 1 o'clock today, so we've got another hour and 40 minutes, and we're talking all about societies. What we want to know is, have you ever been a part of the society, of the society, like there's only one society, Maisie? No, have you been a part of a society before? Societies or clubs, very popular, and we want to know what you've been a part of. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Because that's the great thing about societies, is that even though there are some societies, even though it's the Societies Fair here at the Lincoln University today for university students, societies work for everyone, because there are clubs for anyone of any age, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So keep getting in touch, letting us know what societies you have been a part of in your lifetime. But Maisie, I think we'll go back to the regular format now, and that is, can you believe that?
Yes.
That's where we ask, can you believe that a news story has happened this week? Now, there's been a lot of news this week, but one of the news stories that has really sort of picked up for us, we're looking at the light-hearted news. One of them is that, well, I hate to say light-hearted for this, because this morning it just broke about 40 minutes before we came on air that Mary Berry has officially left the Bake Off.
I know.
I know, and it's really, it's not good, but I'm sure we will get past this, Maisie. And
somehow.
This next hour and 40 minutes, we will work this out and we'll get through it. Okay, but...
That was a lyric from High School Musical.
It was.
Kai.
I'm slipping them in, doesn't matter. But yeah, the Mary Berry has left the Bake Off. It's been officially confirmed this morning, and in her statement...
not so much left as she's not returning.
She's not returning.
She's not. She's still going to be on this currently running series. She's still there.
Yes, but she won't be
returning. Because you're making it sound like she, after last night she left.
No, she won't be coming back for the Channel 4 version of Bake Off. At the end of her statement, she did say, "No more soggy bottoms," which is classic Mary Berry. Other thing that I didn't notice whilst watching the Bake Off last night,
it was
Pastry Week last night, wasn't it, Maisie?
It was.
And I didn't notice this, so maybe I missed this bit, but I've been back and watched it since I saw everyone on Twitter talking about it. Sue Perkins made a joke about leaving the tent and everyone went mental and everyone went crazy on Twitter because she made a joke basically where she went, "No, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back," as she was walking out of the tent, and everyone went, "Oh wow, no, that's her. She made that hint months ago when they filmed this, but now it seems even worse."
I have no recollection of this happening. When did this happen?
It was on last night's Bake Off.
We were watching this together. I didn't notice.
But I missed a bit of it, so I'm thinking it was in the beginning bit. But yeah, they were not... The people on Twitter were not happy about it.
I get confused when people... Like, there are some people who clearly don't understand how television schedules work and that you film things months in advance.
That's true.
Sometimes years.
That is true. But we don't have many details on Mary Berry leaving the Bake Off. If anything else breaks, if we find out anything to do with Paul Hollywood's status within the next hour and a half, we will let you know. But...
That's not actually the Can You Believe That for this week.
No, it's not. That was just something that broke this morning. This week's Can You Believe That, Maisie, is...
Can you believe that Bradulina have split up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly... big news, it is big news if you're in the sort of celeb gossip world, but it's not breaking.
We've got all
it
the
happened a couple of days ago.
We've got all the light-hearted news this morning, haven't
well,
we?
The reason why the actual Can You Believe That bit is the fact that because obviously a lot of people have been making jokes online, have been sort of sharing funny memes
of Jennifer Aniston,
mostly of Jennifer Aniston, which is the best. But the actual bit that I find hilarious, and this is the best reaction. Madame Tussauds in London have separated their wax figures.
They have, and it's amazing. If you've seen the photo, Madame Tussauds posted it on Facebook and Twitter over the weekend that they have just separated their they said, "We've had an amicable separation of the two wax figures."
They're not that far away from each other. There's just like one other wax figure in between them. And I think it was, for some reason, I have a feeling it's Benedict Cumberbatch, but I don't know why.
It might have been, but if so, I feel sorry for the wax figure that's got to stay in the middle of those two.
Do you think the wax figures come to life?
I just have a feeling
that they're really sad.
I'll tell you who I'd have put in there. I'd have put in any wax figure that's got like an awkward expression on their face and be like, "Oh, I don't feel comfortable here." I think that would have been absolutely amazing.
I feel like the Jonathan Ross one would have been appropriate.
So, do you know much about... Because Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, I don't know much about what's going on because I'm not... I wasn't following pop culture 10 years ago when all this was really starting. But they were the first... They were the first celebrity couple to have like a ship name, which I didn't know what a ship name was until about 2 weeks ago when someone explained it to me. Basically, it's when, for people who are like me and don't know what a ship name is, it's basically when two names are put together from celebrities mainly. No, Maisie's shaking her head.
It used to be mainly celebrities, whereas now it's more likely to be fictional characters.
Fair enough.
You don't get the internet.
I don't get the internet.
You don't
at all.
Do internet.
I'm very out of touch with the internet, but I feel very in touch with quite a few people at home. I know that there'll be people out there in Lincoln walking around listening to us, sitting at home in their armchairs, going, "I agree with you, Kai. I have no idea what's going on either. I should know. If I'm doing this job, I really should be in touch with pop culture, but no.
You really should."
So, how do you feel about all this, Maisie?
I couldn't care less. If I'm going to be honest...
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's not my relationship. I have no reason to be either upset or annoyed or joyed by their separation. I'm currently thinking of the kids, because they have lots
true.
Of them.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's and the thing that annoys me most is the rumour bit. And I've heard like 5 different reasons why they've apparently separated.
Yeah, which we won't go into in detail, because it's just tabloid rumours.
Most of them are rumours. There might be one inkling of truth in there, but I'm not going to be the one to try and suss out what it is.
It's just one of those things that I find really interesting, that the pop culture world and the celebrity world is so big that we're actually more bothered about that sort of stuff is getting into the news ahead of real news stories that have been happening in the week, and people seem to be more bothered about them, which kind of upsets me in a way. But I don't know. It's one of those things that will always happen and probably will never change.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've heard all about sort of Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, and Hiddleswift. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. That's a strange...
Well, like, I have a friend who's she's really into Tom Hiddleston, and she's followed his career for a while, even before he was in major Marvel films. And the interesting thing there is that I mentioned it to her. I haven't talked to her about it all summer, but I mentioned it to... Someone mentioned it in passing while we were all together the other day, and she just started... Somehow, she just retained all the information about this relationship and knew everything.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things, because like celebrity relationships and celebrity culture is something that I never used to have an interest in. I used to actively avoid looking up, but then I felt like when I'm doing this job, I feel like I have to be somewhat in the know of what's going on and know the rumours and be able to work out sort of, it's like a jigsaw puzzle.
Is it?
Yeah, because you've got to put the pieces together and you're not really sure whether all the pieces are there, and they're probably not, and you can never see the full picture of what's going on, but you've got to have some sort of mind of what's going on. Maisie's going, that doesn't make any sense.
You've just said what's going on like 5 times in that sentence.
Well, we are talking all about societies today. You can get in touch and let us know about your favourite societies, any societies that you are a part of or have been a part of in your life. You can get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
It's time for a little bit more music now, but we'll come back and talk a bit about societies after this next song. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Radio, online, tablets or phones, however you listen, tune in to Siren FM.
We're talking all about societies here on Siren 107.3 FM today for Squabblebox. We got the Equestrian Society from the University of Lincoln coming over at just after 12 o'clock to talk to you all about their society, because it's the Society's Fair going on at the University of Lincoln today. I have said the word societies many times in the last 20 seconds, and it's getting a little bit weird. Society, society, society.
No, don't, no.
No. So, Maisie, I hate saying the word society now. I won't be able to say it. But what societies have you been a part of in your lifetime?
At Lincoln, where we're based at the moment. I had a go at the Filmmaking Society.
Oh, right.
And I also had a go at the Assassins of Society.
Now, that's one that I was hoping you were going to mention. Do you just want to explain? Because there'll be people at home that have never heard of the Assassins Society. I'd never heard of it before I came to Lincoln. Mm. And I'm sure that other places around the UK do have this.
Yes.
But do you just want to explain what it is?
Now, I might be mistaken, do not quote me on it, but okay. I'm pretty sure it's a phenomenon that started in America.
Okay.
Basically, you know the popular game series Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of that idea, but put into a society where you basically play assassin.
Yes.
It's all sort of fake killing with, like, Nerf guns and fake knives and stuff. It's all very safe. It's all very regulated.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Very health and safety conscious and very conscious about not creating any unnecessary panic.
Yes.
So like certain different societies have different rules, but there are certain rules about making sure that you don't... that you basically don't cause any panic.
Yes.
And they
do actually sit you down and tell you that
yes,
that's one of the main
to.
Rules
yes.
is, yeah, we're having a little bit of fun, we're playing around, but it is fun at the end of the day
yes.
and you should not cause any panic or distress.
Exactly. It's supposed to be fun. And basically what happens is people who are in the group basically have all of their names are matched up, and you are given at the beginning of every week a name of someone in the society, and that's your target for the week. And you have to pretend kill them in a interesting way. And depending on societies, but the one I went to, you got extra points if it was stylish. and you got deducted points, I believe, or you didn't get as many points if you repeated your methods too often.
So from what I remember you telling me is that you'd meet up like once a week
yeah.
and you'd be told who your target is for that week.
Yes.
And you've got to get them at some point. So you've got to... at some point, you've got to find them.
Yes. The whole point is that basically you're supposed to find them around campus.
Now, what's the deal with lectures? Because it's not supposed to happen in lectures, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Our society, I believe, had a rule where if you do want to try and do it during a lecture or a seminar, you have to ask permission first.
Could I have permission to
it depends, because certain lecturers are all for it. Some of them would prefer it if you didn't disturb their classes.
Of course.
So yeah, it was kind of one of those sort of, if you have permission to do it from the supervisor, then it's fine.
It does sound like one of those fun, really, really fun idea, which I'd never heard of before I came
yeah.
to the University of Lincoln.
The problem was I wasn't good at it.
No.
At all. And I got too nervous. Like, I had the opportunity plenty of times. Like, I would have my target for that week in front of me and I'd be like, I could
catch them, but...
I could, but... I'm in a public place and I've just realised how real this feels. But I did get got a lot.
Yes. What was the best? Have you got any stories about you getting got when you didn't expect it? Getting got.
I had a friend of mine who was also in the society. I just felt something funny on my back. I turned around and he'd had this like mini Nerf gun thing. And because we're on a similar course, like sister courses to each other, he'd seen me in my seminar and waited. I also had one guy follow me home.
Now that's a little
bit
weird.
That was where it got a bit weird.
I think that's where we end on that conversation. Let's go on to another society. I remember I've been in loads of societies as a child through up to being at university as well. Some actual, because there are some societies and clubs for children. Like I used to go to Cubs and mm-hmm. Beavers. Which were great. I used to love going there because I've always felt we had someone on from the Girl Guiding Association,
yep.
And those sort of clubs for kids actually I feel are really, really good in teaching them about it teaches children about respecting one another and lots of good life lessons for as they're growing up. I remember that, like, people used to turn around to me and say, like, people turned around still when we were at Cubs and Beavers and went, why do we have to wear a uniform? Because we would wear the jumpers and or the T-shirts with the neckerchief. I don't know what you call it, bandana thing that you have wrapped around.
Yeah, the necktie.
Yeah, and then there's a boggle.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
boggles.
I think they're called boggles, yeah.
The little, like, bits that tie them.
Yeah, I think they're called boggles. If someone knows, please do get
in touch.
I'm pretty
sure boggle is a board game.
Yeah, boggle is also a board game, but I'm pretty sure that's what they're called as well. And I just always felt that was a great thing for me as a kid because everyone was trying to get the badges and that you could have sewn onto your jumper. The amount of sewing that my mum had to do, my mum was not very good at sewing. I'm pretty sure that she ended up giving it to my grandma to do for getting my badges on my Cubs and Beavers uniform.
Yeah, I mean, I went to after school clubs that were that had similar elements to brownies and stuff, but the main ones that I went to were gymnastics. I went to that for a year. And then there was the ones that were like really early years school, like year one, year two reception type things, was like the board game club and the reading club. And the difference between the reading club and the board game club, well, they had the same elements, but basically it was like a library system.
All right.
Same with the board games. You would go, you'd play a board game with your friends for a bit, and if you liked the board game, you could take it home for a week, and then you'd bring it back the next week, and you'd take another one home. And it was great. And when we had because we had an episode about board games.
Yes.
And we talked about sort of really early years board games, the sorts of ones that kind of teach you animals or counting and stuff like that. And I played most of these games through that.
What was the favourite board game that you came across from doing that system?
There was one called Pop to the Shops, which is great. That was a shopping list one.
Is that the one where you go around? Because we used to play that when we went camping, and you go around the group and you say, like, I popped to the shops and I got...
No, this is a board game.
Oh, all right. So what's the difference? What do you? Is it a little bit like that though?
Yeah, kind of. I believe you get given a. I can't remember. This is a problem. I believe you got given a shopping list.
All right.
Or like you would go to the shops and like certain you would have an option of items and certain items were worth more points. I can't remember. But as well as that, we had really similar games and there was one about moving house. And I've tried to find it on the internet since to prove it exists and I can't.
Okay.
For the life of me. I can't find it.
I hate it when that happens because you have this memory of this game in your head or something in your head of actually happening.
Well, we've had this discussion before where we've convinced, where apparently you can convince yourself that something existed that never has.
Yeah.
We had, it was like, it's like false memories or something because we learned that we both believed that Walker's crisps used to have different colours.
Yes. We thought that the salt... It's actually something that a lot of people believe, and that is that the salt and vinegar and the cheese and onion colours, which are blue for cheese and onion and green for salt and vinegar, were actually at one point the other way around. That is not true. And there'll be people at home or stood in the high street now listening to us gasping as they realise that is not true. And you go, yeah, it is true. They have not switched. A lot of people believe
it's
that
like
it
a
might...
conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy theory, and Walkers completely deny it, but everyone seems to remember... And have this memory in their head of salt and vinegar in a blue packet.
So I generally have this feeling that I've made up a board game.
That could be true.
But then again, like I feel like having those board games as a kid has made me really crave board games as an adult.
Yeah.
But I can't get anyone to play with me.
Oh.
Well, we tried playing Munchkin.
Well, Maisie, is there a board game society at the university?
Yes.
Or is there a board game society in Lincoln as a whole?
There is a board game society.
Because
I don't think it's called the board game society, but there is a society that focuses on gaming.
Obviously, we are talking a little bit about the society's fair, which is going on for the university students at the university today. However, we want to know, if you are from Lincoln, what societies do you go to that are outside of the university. We want to hear all about them. If you get in touch with us, we might even be able to get you on the show at some point as well. At Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Keep getting in touch. We love hearing from you. Just after 12 o'clock today, we're going to be joined by Casey from the Equestrian Society here in Lincoln. But here's a little bit more music for you now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
When your day is long, and the nine is your school,
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Squabble Box. We are your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We're talking all about societies today, societies and clubs. Are you a part of a society or a club here in the Lincoln area or beyond? Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716. Or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Just after 12 o'clock today, we're going to be joined by the president of the Equestrian Society here at the University of Lincoln. It's going to be a great interview, so stay tuned for that. But first of all, Maisie, before we go into a few songs before the news, I want to say that our friends at Fight Factory Wrestling are going to be in the area today. They're going to be based just off the high street by the university campus, and they are going to be out and about in their wrestling gear, giving out flyers and promoting their upcoming show, Civil War and Body Slams to Cancer, at the Engine Shed and in New Highcombe as well for Body Slams for Cancer.
It's lucky for them then that it's a nice day outside, because those wrestling costumes.
They are costumes.
Are they costumes or are they kits?
I would let you have it. No, I'd say it's more likely to be a costume than a kit.
Because sometimes they can get a bit
a little bit
scantily clad.
Might be a little bit. It's a good job that it's not a chilly day outside. But I just had a message off quite an ironic message off one of my rivals from there, because you know Will Wilde, the guy that I took the Mickey out on here a couple of times. He's messaged me to say that the big orange one has told me that we're going to do some sort of radio announcement for them. That's Dutch. So I said that I would do. So get down there. Just off the high street today by the university campus. They're going to be around giving out flyers. Go say hello, go get some photos and buy tickets to Civil War at the Engine Shed, and also Body Slams to Cancer, their amazing show, which is going to be raising money for the Cavendish Cancer Trust and Sophie's Journey, to amazing, amazing charities that are based right here in the Lincoln area. So we're talking about societies, Maisie.
We are.
What's your thoughts on societies? Like, do you like them? Is it something that you've always wanted to be involved in?
I think the main thing is that, especially if you are new to a university and they have a societies fair, because normally there are taster sessions.
Yes.
That's the thing. Go to as many taster sessions as you want, because there's no limit, and then you can actually decide what's right for you, because the last thing you want to do is to pay money for a society that you might not actually be interested in, even if it looks good on paper.
Yes.
That's the thing, is that they're also a great way of meeting people. I know an awful lot of people just from meeting them at the starter sort of fresher bit, rather than actually carrying through with the society.
That's one of the things that I think is great. If you're new to the area of Lincoln, if you've just moved here, it's perfect for you because you get to actually go meet people and make new friends. Because it's one of those things when you move to a new city. We did this 2 years ago. We were lucky enough that we both knew each other before university. We knew each other for 2 years. Maisie's going, yes, I put up with you for 2 years before university already, Kai. But we knew each other, so we had someone at least here to be able to go, oh, well, that, you know, that's some sort of link to home, whereas some people come here and they know nobody.
Yeah.
So societies and clubs are an amazing way to not only have fun, but to meet new people. And I'm sure that that's something that the Equestrian Society will tell us all about just after 12 o'clock today. So we're really, really excited to chat to them. And I think it's time to go off into the news now. A couple more songs. So what are we heading into, Maisie? What song's coming up next?
We are heading into Helena Beat by Foster the People. We'll be right back after the news.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You are listening to Squabblebox, where your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We've been with you since 11 o'clock this morning. We're here till 1 o'clock talking all about societies. And we are very, very fortunate to have two very special guests in the studio with us right now. It's Casey and Jess from the University of Lincoln Equestrian Society. How are you doing, guys?
Hello, we're good, thank you.
We're good, thank you.
So, it's brilliant to have you here. I know that you're very busy with the Societies Fair and things like that going on today. A lot of societies are very, very, very busy. But do you want to just tell us a little bit about what the Equestrian Society is all about?
Yep. So, we've actually got a really exciting year this year. This is the first year that the University of Lincoln has just had one equestrian club. For the past years, we've had two. It's been a social one and a competitive one. And this year, we've actually amalgamated the two together. So that's really exciting. We had the sports fair yesterday, which is like encouraging new members to come in. And we just do everything equestrian, really.
Sounds really, really interesting. So for people who don't, because there will be some people at home who don't really know what the term equestrian means.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what that's all about?
Well, for us, equestrian, horse riding, you know, get on a horse.
It's that simple, guys.
It's that simple.
So the Equestrian Society, how long has it been running as a part of the University of Lincoln Societies?
I actually don't know when it first started, but this is my third year at the university. And as I say, it's always been around. We've always had two. But again, this is the first year where we have just become one. So it's very exciting.
Now, it sounds like a bit of a silly question to ask, but what made you interested in joining the Equestrian Society? I believe that it'll be something to do with your love of horses.
Yeah, I've always been around horses. It was my nan, actually, that got me into it. She was an instructor, and she used to do riding for the disabled.
Oh, okay.
So I was probably plonked on a horse before I could walk. So I've always been around them. It's always something that I've done. And it's just really great at university to have something a little bit outside of your studies as well. What about you?
Mine was a bit different, actually. I started riding when I was about six for a few months, maybe half a year. I fell off and my mum convinced me to stop because she's petrified of horses. So she convinced me to stop, and I'd never been on a horse all that time until I got to uni. I saw the society on sports fair and I just fell in love. I was like, do you know what, I'm going to do it again. Falling in love with the society, falling in love with the sport as well. My mum absolutely hates me for it, but oh well.
So you've both been part of the society for 3 years now.
Yeah.
This is your third year.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of stuff do the society get up to?
We do loads of stuff. We do loads of socials for the groups and for the sports as well. We do gymkhanas on horse and human gym. Yeah, on foot as well. That was quite fun. It was basically a sports day for horses where you do races, competitions, all of that.
We have little competitions with other universities as well, just friendly ones for people that don't feel confident to go out and compete. We just have little friendly ones, and in between ourselves as well, we're always out for food. Who doesn't like going out for dinner?
So you mentioned that that it used to be two societies. It used to be the competitive one and the social one.
Yeah.
Why did they merge?
It was actually to do with the students' union. There was a cut in funding. And the competitive teams were sponsored by the students' union. And long story short, they wouldn't have been able to afford to compete in the Bucks League this year, which it's the league that all of the universities compete in. We were, as part of the social society last year, in quite a good financial place. So we just reached out to them and said, ask them what they think about it. All of the other universities that we're in contact with are already just one society. And it just made sense, really, to just finally become one.
Have you ever done horse riding, Maisie?
No.
No?
I did. I've done, like, pony rides at the seaside. But I don't think they count.
No.
I think they do.
So how... you mentioned that there was the competitive side. Are you both competitive horse riders?
We've both come from the social one, actually.
Right.
Last year, though, we did compete, I use that word lightly. We took part in the friendly competitions.
Yeah.
So we did some against ourselves and against other universities.
Leicester.
Yeah, there was Leicester, Derby, Sutton Bonington. So we travelled about a bit. But yeah, we had a go.
Well, that's kind of what societies are about, though.
It is.
Oh, definitely.
It is. So we're going to be talking more to Casey and Jess after this next song. We're going to be asking them about and they'll be telling you how you can get involved in the Equestrian Society and what events they've got coming up. But we're going to go into another song now, Maisie. What are we heading into?
We are heading into Count On Me by Chase and Status. We'll be right back after this.
We're here on Siren FM talking to Casey and Jess from the Equestrian Society here at the University of Lincoln. The Society's Fair is in full swing, so if you are a fresher in the Lincoln area, get down to there's the LPAC, which is the Arts Fair,
mm-hmm.
and there's also the Engine Shed where the Society's Fair is going on as well. But we want to talk to you a bit more about everything to do with the Equestrian Society, and we want to know, every society has some funny stories. and you've got that look on your face now. People at home can't see this, where you're going, oh, we've got so many. Which of these can we say on air? But go ahead. Funny stories from
funny
your time?
Stories. I suppose one of the best ones had to be the social gymkhana
that we did last year.
That
was really funny.
Which, like we said earlier, it was just a sports day, basically, but we actually decided to do it without the horses. So we were the horses. And we did sort of show jumping and
higher and higher again.
Yeah, higher and higher, so that the jump went up and up and up. And we had another one where we all had balloons attached to us, and you had to pop the balloons without using your hands. So yeah, just lots of silly things. Yesterday at the sports fair, we had inflatable horse costumes. So lots of funny things.
It does sound really, really fun, doesn't it? Can you think of anything else, Jess?
Do you know what? There's one memory that sticks to my head was when we did Nervous and Novice Show Jumping, which is a it's a public thing that our yard does once every month, and we did it for Christmas, so we all got dressed up in all Christmas gear, and our lovely President Casey was dressed up as an elf, and she was doing a brilliant jump in and stuff like that. She was going around lovely, and then all of a sudden her horse just stopped and she just flew over his head. Oh, and you just see a little elf hat covered in sand. It was so funny.
She was okay.
Oh yeah, she was perfectly
fine.
So she got up and laughed.
More than anything. I had red circles on my cheeks to look like an elf, and I think my face was redder than the lipstick. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, that's brilliant. So talking about societies in general, because it's not just the societies which are going on at the university, but also the societies that are going on all around Lincoln and beyond. Why do you feel that it is important for, in your very unbiased opinion, but why do you feel it is important for people to get involved in societies to do with things that they're interested in?
Nowadays, it's not enough to just have a degree, believe it or not. As more and more people are coming to university, a degree is becoming less prestigious, if you like. Obviously, it's still fantastic, but you need more. So anything extracurricular just looks brilliant, and it's great for like employability. A lot of employers now ask what you did outside of your lecture theatre, and if you just sort of said nothing, it doesn't look particularly good. But more importantly, it's about being included and meeting new people. It's the perfect opportunity to try something that you wouldn't ordinarily do. There's societies and sports of everything, ultimate frisbee, paintballing. There's hundreds. There's literally something for everybody to get involved with. That's maybe something that they wouldn't normally try.
There is anything to add to that?
It provides a good outlet as well. Like personally for me, equestrian is my outlet from my degree. Whenever I'm down, the society always picks me up. You know, I always say it, we are like a family. And no matter what you're feeling, they are always there for you. Every Wednesday and Sunday that we ride, I live for those days. Like, I can just forget about what I'm doing for the day, anything that was worrying me, and just ride, you know, and enjoy myself. And everyone else feels that as well.
It is an amazing outlet for people to find, especially for we mentioned this earlier on in the show, the people who are new to Lincoln, whether that be someone who was a fresher at the university or just someone of any age who is moving to the Lincoln area. It's a great way to meet new people and to get involved with stuff that you're interested in. We're kind of like a society here at Siren FM, aren't we, Maisie?
A little bit.
Like, we're a little outlet of two.
We need to have a squabble box social.
Squabble box social, just me and you. To be honest, Maisie, we did that last night watching Great British Bake Off.
We did, yeah.
Don't tell me.
No, spoilers.
Squabble box is a spoiler-free zone, especially when it comes to Bake Off.
So, you've been talking all about the Equestrian Society. We'll ask you in a second how people can get involved and get in touch with you, but I believe you've got an event coming up soon.
We have tomorrow, actually. We've got we've called it a meet and greet, just an informal chat. Everybody's welcome. It's at 5 o'clock tomorrow, which is Friday the 23rd, at Revolutions in Lincoln. It's just to come and meet everybody, really. Meet new people, meet people that are already members of the society, meet other people that might be first years or freshers in Lincoln.
It does sound like it's going to be a great event for you. Now, how can people, if people are new to the university, or maybe they've been here for, maybe they're going into their third year, everyone's welcome. So where can people get involved? How can people get involved with the Equestrian Society?
You can find us on pretty much every social media there is out there. We're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can send us an email. We are equestrian@lincolnsu.com. And if you want to join, you can just head straight to the Students' Union and membership is available to purchase.
It's really that simple, guys. And I'm telling you, even if it's if you're interested in the Equestrian Society, get involved with them. But if you're not interested in the Equestrian Society, get involved with some societies from all around Lincoln. And they're all in the engine shed today for students of the University of Lincoln. We'd like to thank you both for coming on the show, Casey and Jess.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Wish you luck in your third year.
Thank you.
Which we know from experience. Well, we know from our experience now going into third year, we are bricking it as much as you are. Thank you very much for coming on the show. I'm sure you'll be heading back to the Society's Fair now.
Yep.
If you want to go meet these guys, go to the Engine Shed. It's on until 4 o'clock today.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. It's time for
a bit more music now. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Hello, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Maisie forgot that she was going to come up then instead of me. Had a little bit of a panic, but
sorry,
no worries.
I'm in autopilot today.
It's fine. So we're talking all about societies here on Siren 107.3 FM. Squabblebox, yes. You can get in touch and let us know about any societies or clubs that you are a part of or that you've been a part of in the past. At Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Yes, you can. So, Maisie, other societies that we've been a part of in our lives. I know that there's one that I've been a part of. I was in college, and I have admitted this on the radio before, I was in the chess club. Because, you know, it was really, really cool. Yeah, I enjoyed it. And there's nothing wrong with chess, Maisie.
Of course there's not. I was just talking about being in a board game society. Chess is basically the most complicated board game there is.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
The most complicated, but it's one of the most strategic.
Yeah.
Because it was invented specifically so that there was no luck advantage.
Ah, right.
Apart from who goes first, but that's always... assuming that you play more than one round...
Yes.
And then you play an even amount of rounds, that's kind of becomes moot.
You see, I was I was a part of the chess club. I wasn't brilliant, but basically, at that point, my mum and my mum's boyfriend were really into playing chess, and they taught me how to play chess, and I always wanted to beat them, so that's why I joined the society, and I was really, really wanting to. I really wanted to beat them. I did end up getting decent at it, but then like learning about some of the stuff that you learn from chess, I didn't even know, like castling. Do you know what castling is?
I believe, isn't it when you use your castles to protect your king in the corner?
Yeah, no, in the middle. And
oh,
there's a certain move. And I just thought that the guy I was playing against was cheating, where he just turned around and went, and this is where I'm going to castle. And they sort of moved his...
And announcing your chest moves.
His castles. Well, no, it wasn't that he announced his chest moves, but it was that he moved them both at the same time, or however it works. I haven't played chess in a while.
No, that must be cheating.
I'm not sure how it works.
I don't think you can. You can't move.
There's a certain There's a certain thing where you can swap where the castle and the king are, or something, in a certain position or strategic.
I think he might have been lying to you.
It was the teacher, so
I think
hope
he might
not.
Have been lying to you.
But I think that chess does get a bad rep because I think it's quite. What? What are you laughing at, Maisie? What are you laughing at?
As you say that it gets a bad rep, like, you know, the same way that, like, punk rock gets a bad rep.
Yeah, chess gets a bad rep. I think that people should play chess more often. I do want to...
It's a gateway board game.
Are you a fan of chess? Have you played chess
before?
I can
play it. I know how to play.
Can you play chess?
I can play chess.
I might need to go onto the high street today and go buy a... anyone know where... where can we get a chess board from?
We could probably get... it depends. Do you want, like, a really nice fancy one, or do you want a basic one?
Maisie, I'm on a student budget. My loan hasn't come through yet.
Most bookstores...
Yeah, most bookstores.
Most bookstores or, like, some big retail stores will have them.
What we'll have to do is we'll have to get a chessboard, and then next Thursday on Squabblebox...
We are not playing...
It will probably be the most boring episode of Squabblebox ever. Well, maybe not. Where we just announce our moves on the radio follow along.
If we are going to do that, why don't we do them during the song breaks?
And Facebook Live it.
Are we going to Facebook Live it?
Yeah, I've always been saying that we should do a Facebook Live during a song.
You have never said that.
Well, I've been
that.
Saying it to myself.
That doesn't count. Okay, you don't realise that if you want to have a meeting about Squabblebox... We have to both be there.
You've got to turn up. You've got to turn up to these meetings, Maisie. I just sit there on my own.
These meetings that happen in your head.
I just sit there. Maisie, why have you not been turning up into my head? You should be there.
When you phrase it like that, that's just creepy.
So we're talking all about societies, because the Societies Fair is going on at Lincoln today, but we want to know, Lincoln and beyond, what societies you are a part of. I'm looking at some of the societies that the University of Lincoln do offer, and these loads. I see the Assassin Society, which you mentioned earlier, Business Society, the Chemistry Society, the Christian Union, the Comedy Society. That's something that I've always been interested in, comedy.
Yeah.
I might need to go and have a look at that one. Ooh, this one, Maisie. Are you interested in this one? The Disney Society.
I heard of the Disney Society. Because there's the Disney Society, there's also the Harry Potter Society, and then there's a General Film Society as well.
If I turn up at the Disney Society and they're like, what's your favourite Disney film? And I go, Toy Story.
Then they'll go, it's a Pixar, but yeah,
I was once in the pub one day, I was in the shed it's now the Swan in Lincoln, and I was talking to someone, and they were like, oh, I'm a big fan of Disney. And I went, oh, really? I went, so am I. I love Disney films. I went, oh, what's your favourite Disney film? And I went, Toy Story, and they went, that is not a Disney film, that is Pixar.
But Pixar Disney, like, yes. the later two.
Yeah, it's not like I said a DreamWorks film.
I have once told someone that my favourite Disney film was Shrek, just to annoy them.
Yeah, that's DreamWorks as well, isn't
it?
I did take the mickey then by saying that my top five were, my top five Disney films were Toy Story 1, 2 and 3, Finding Nemo, and then Cars, because no Disney fan seems to like Cars.
My grandpa loves Cars.
Right, Cars 2.
I think my grandpa likes Cars 2. Really? My grandpa just likes racing cars.
Do you know that these are Cars 3?
No.
Yeah.
No. I know what we're watching for film night. It's too late now, but if I could create a society, I think I'd have a bad film society.
That would be a good idea. We've talked about this before, doing it between ourselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, having a movie night where we just play terrible films, because that's what a lot of my friends do.
Because that would be brilliant, Maisie.
But the annoying thing is, we pick bad films, and then we turn out to really like them. Like, we watched for my friend's birthday last semester, we watched the Jimmy Neutron movie, because it's on Netflix. Turns out, it's not as bad as I remember.
I've never... Is that a live-action one,
No, that's animation.
Because I know that there's a Fairly Odd Parents live-action with Drake Bell. Which anyone who's a noughties kid will remember.
I never actually. It was only last year that I learned that they'd made a live action one.
Did you know?
Using a 27 year old man to play an 8 year old.
Did you know that? I didn't know this, and we're going off on a tangent because, you know, it's Squabblebox. did you know that Fairly Odd Parents is still being made? it's still airing, it's still being made, and it's the same voice actors still. And what I didn't know was Cosmo and Wanda, the two fairies, the odd parents, are actually the voice actors also play the voices of their parents.
Oh, that makes
which
sense.
Which I'd never noticed. But now I look at it and I go, one, it's so obvious. And two, that makes so much sense.
That's so deep.
It is.
Because we were watching Our Girl last night.
Yes.
And
Oh, no. Oh, that I couldn't handle it. It's Our Girl on BBC One I wanted to call her Tina McIntyre because that's her name on Coronation Street. No, it's Michelle Keegan. Yeah, oh, that was... It was hard to watch, but it's very, very good television.
It's very, very good.
Highly recommended.
But I got really annoyed because I saw a juxtaposition, which meant a thing was about to happen that I didn't want, and I started throwing cushions around the room because I was so angry.
Well, I was really... I was more upset by that point that two of the characters, two of the actors, which are Sean Ward and Michelle Keegan, are in this Our Girl, and they've both been in Coronation Street, but they're both now dead in Coronation Street. Their characters died. Yeah. They were both killed, actually. So I'm there like, oh, wow, this is some sort of parallel. I can't see past those characters. But I could. And it's a very, very... Yeah, it's a very, very good piece of television. Yeah. Highly recommend
now,
that.
The weird thing about Fairly Odd Parents, just to go back a step...
Yes.
...is at some point, the actual fairy godparents had their own baby.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I'm not sure. But that's something that I like about Fairly Odd Parents is now we can talk about it and so many generations can still relate to it because it's not just our generation, it's the generation before us and also the generations after us.
No, the generations before us did not watch Fairly Odd Parents.
It came out in 2000, so possibly a couple of years older than us.
Yeah, but the same generation.
Yeah, possibly.
You do realise the generation above us is your mum and dad. That's how generations work.
Technically, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So we were talking about societies. You were talking about you would make a bad film society.
Yeah.
That would be great because I will go to that because all the films that you think are bad, I love. Like, I think the first week you should watch The Cobbler, Adam Sandler. Because it's such a great film.
Well, this is the thing. I wouldn't pick them based on any personal bias. I would go by Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Because Rotten Tomatoes is sort of the infamous be-all and end-all because they compare the professional critics with the actual audience.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things that audiences love, critics don't like. But if it's sort of both... If it's reasonably even, critics and audience don't like it, then you know it's a huge flop.
So that's the society that Maisie would set up. I'll have to have
that's
to think
my dream.
Of
that
well.
Is my dream
that's
society.
That's your dream society. What societies would you set up? Get in touch. Let us know at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716. Or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Make sure to go and check out the Society's Fair here in Lincoln today. And also go say hi to our friends at Fike Factory Wrestling who are outside the university campus right now in their wrestling gear, saying hello, handing out flyers and taking photos. Go say hello and tell them that Squabblebox sent you. But we're gonna go into another song now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Did you know you can listen to Siren FM wherever you are? In Lincoln, tune to 107.3 FM or hear us around the world on sirenonline.co.uk or even via your mobile phone. Which means, theoretically, we can be heard in the White House, Buckingham Palace, halfway up the Eiffel Tower, or backpacking with your granny in the Amazon. Siren 107.3 FM. Local coverage. Worldwide listening.
Hey. Hello, and you are listening to Siren FM, and this is Squabblebox. It's 12:41 p.m., and this week we are talking all about societies.
Yes, we are. We've been talking all about societies. We've spoken to the Equestrian Society. Casey and Jess have been fantastic. They've just gone back over to the Engine Shed, where there's the where the Society's Fair is going on for University of Lincoln students.
All the way up until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. There are so many other societies in the Lincoln area, though. I've heard of so many of them. I was looking for it because I was recently looking. I got my ukulele out again, and
I know.
And I was looking for my. I was looking for a society or a group that play ukulele and stuff. And I did find that there is a ukulele society in the Lincoln area, so I might need to contact them about that. But then again, I'd like to learn how to play ukulele before I join a society.
Well, this is the thing. The great thing about this story is that you started playing your ukulele, but while you were playing it in your room, and our walls are quite thin, so the sound was travelling
through the floor.
Through the floor, and it wouldn't surprise me if your door was open as well.
Yes.
But basically, rude. But basically, we were in the living room and we were watching old episodes of The Walking Dead. And your ukulele was so in time with what was happening on screen, I actually thought it was part of the thing. Because it was weird how your ukulele, especially your when you were tuning it, fit into this really tense moment where it's like, are they alive? Are they dead? And then it cuts to black and then the ukulele stops and it's like...
Do you know what the really freaky thing about it is?
What?
It wasn't when I was tuning it. It was actually me learning very, very slow. So I was slowly learning the intro to Little Things by One Direction. So it was doing it very, very slowly. So that must have been why. But that's a brilliant... Yeah.
I mean, any future projects that I do and I need like an intense string quartet moment, I'm going to get you in your ukulele. Just slowly play that song.
That's true. That is true. We got a message in here from Christopher in Lincoln who says, don't forget to mention that this is for university students, mm-hmm. if there isn't a society that people want to join, they can start one of their own. All they need to do is take at least 15 signatures to the SU of interested people, and then it will be put up for consideration. Which is true, because that's something that I joined the Professional Wrestling Society when I first came to Lincoln, and we met up once, and there was supposed to be an event, but it got cancelled, and then I've never heard from them since. I'm actually going to pop around to the Society's Fair to try and see whether they're around, because I think that would be quite cool, because I've always been a fan of professional wrestling.
Yes.
And I don't know, I think it would be quite fun to meet other professional wrestling fans in the Lincoln area.
In the Lincoln area, as opposed to the people that you do podcasts with.
Which are all over the world.
The people that you have Facebook pages with, the admin that you are for wrestling pages, and the people who you tell about it who don't want to know, but you talk at them anyway.
I just feel like I haven't got enough professional wrestling in my life, Maisie. I feel like I need a little bit extra, and a society would just fill that little gap that I've got in my life.
Have you got, like, a wrestling-shaped void in your heart?
Well, do you find this? Because this is something that a lot of my wrestling fan friends have found out over the last few weeks, because there was a show called the Cruiserweight Classic, which was a tournament that's been running for 10 weeks on a Wednesday evening. And that's just finished last week. And people have turned around and gone, what are we going to do to fill that hour of... Because, like, they're used to watching wrestling then either at that night on a Wednesday night or the Thursday the next day, because not everyone wants to stay up until the early hours of the morning watching it. And especially when they've got shows the next day on Siren 107.3 FM.
It doesn't stop some of them, though, does it?
But that was one of the things about it where people went, oh, I need to fill that void. When you finish a television series or a television series finishes, do you find that you have to find something for that evening? Like when Bake Off finishes.
When Bake Off, we were at such a loose end at the end of last season.
Or even, do you remember when we were watching Love Island earlier this year, and that was every evening? And that meant that...
And the evenings when it wasn't on, there was a void, even when the series was still going on.
That was for 3 weeks, and it just felt like there was a void. And I was like, what did we used to do on an evening before Love Island? The same thing happened to me with the Paralympics. Yeah, I know we've been talking a lot about the Paralympics.
It's amazing how quickly you forget what you did before this thing in your life existed. I got it with Robot Wars as well.
Yes.
I was so invested in Robot Wars.
Yeah.
And then it just vanished.
I thought there was a great moment on Mot the Week last week where Dara O'Brien turned around and basically they were all taking the mickey, were all the people on the panel, and they weren't really paying enough attention to the stories. So he just turned around and went, I had to deal... He said, last week I got to deal with robots and now I have to deal with you people. And then they started calling Hugh Dennis the last remaining house robot. So he started calling him... what's one of the house robots called?
Sir Killerbot.
Yeah, Sir Killerbot, that was the one. It was like, so Sir Killerbot, what is the answer?
Oh. Which one would Russell Howard be?
Russell Howard's not been on Mot the Week for about 7 years.
Yeah, but he was one of their long-standing panelists. Yeah.
Oh, I think I can't remember any of the names of the house robots. Miranda.
Is it Miranda or Matilda?
Matilda. Miranda falls over a lot. So...
Wait, do you mean like...
Miranda Hart. It was
I thought you meant Miranda from Sex and the City.
No. So we're talking about society.
Saying that, oh, I'm such a Miranda in the UK means such a different thing.
We're going off topic, as we always do here, running on tangents on Squabblebox on Siren FM. So, societies. Mm-hmm. Let's run down a couple more of the societies which are available to university students. Mm-hmm. Because I know that the Societies Fair is going on, and there seems to be a society for everything, the food mm-hmm. society. What I want to know about the food society is it a... I'm looking it up now. Yes. Yes, it is. I was thinking maybe it's a cooking society, but it's not. It's a food tasting society. I think I'm going to have to go down and say hello.
I think me and you are planning on going to the Society Fair ourselves.
Yeah, in about 10 minutes time. So if anyone's listening in the Engine Shed, hello. We will be with you shortly, and we hope that food society...
Yes, I bet they're waiting on tender hooks for our glamorous entrance.
Yeah, of course. There's just so much going on. Harry Potter Society, Maisie. You're a big Harry Potter fan.
I am.
Are you interested in joining the Harry Potter Society?
Not particularly.
Why not?
Because... And it's nothing against the society itself. It's because I had to do an essay about... I chose to do an essay about Harry Potter last year for one of my courses, and it's ruined it for me.
Oh, right.
To the point where, like, I need to give it, a long break. I need to wait, a year and a bit before I can start watching the Harry Potter movies again. I mean, the actual... I'm still really into the books.
Yes.
Although I avoided Cursed Child for reasons that are far too long and exasperated.
Why?
I'll have to explain them to you after the show, because we've only got about 4 minutes left.
That's true.
And
that's
I've got a lot of ranting to do.
There is a society here that's on at the University of Lincoln Society's Fair today, the Sing It Society, which will give everyone the opportunity, a unique opportunity, to be part of an active a cappella group. That sounds interesting. Would you be up for getting up in the singing society?
Oh, they won't want me.
No?
No. I mean, I'm assuming it's an all-inclusive. It doesn't...
Of course.
You're not restricted by your talent or skill. I love a cappella. I love the sound of a cappella.
Yes.
Most of the things on my Spotify are a cappella, actually.
All right.
Because I found some really great cover a cappella bands, including... an a cappella version of All About That Bass,
okay,
sung by four men, and it's in a slightly sort of and it's a slightly more sort of I can't remember what the
I know what
it's
you mean.
It's a different, they play around with the genre, and I need to remember what the actual name of it is, and it's annoying me.
But there is so much going on at the University of Lincoln today for freshers and students, and there are so many societies all around all around Lincoln as a whole. Just get out there, read some of the notice boards. There are notice boards up in shops around the high street. I know that Wilkinson's have them up where you can go and you can look at what societies and what clubs are running in the area, whether that be the young kids who want to get involved with Brownies, Rainbows, Cub Scouts, clubs like that, church youth groups, everything right up to, here at the university, they've got the Society's Fair on today, which you can go and check out if you're a university student. Also, there's the Fresh Arts Fair on at the LPAC today. They're both on until 4 o'clock. Go down, say hello. I know that Anne Worrell, who was on here promoting Ox Jam, is down there today, so we might need to go say hi to her as well.
Of course we will.
We're going to have to go around and say hello to everyone and do a bit of scouting for future guests to the show. So we would like to thank you all for tuning in to today's very special episode of Squabblebox. We hope you've enjoyed our society special. A big thanks to Matt from LinkCon, who came on at 11 o'clock. If you missed that interview, as well as any of today's show, you can listen back to us on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Squabblebox and our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Squabblebox on Siren. We post all the links on there. But it's been a great show today, Maisie, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been tiring, though. This is the first time we've ever had double guests.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it went well. I do think it went well. We will
just
be
not
back
to toot your own horn.
Remember,
or anything.
We're not here on Monday because I'm starting university again, as is Maisie. So we're going to be back here on Thursday, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. But until then, check out everything else that's going on at Siren FM. There's an open day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Come down and say hello to that. We'll be here. And stay tuned to Siren FM.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Lou Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Toots Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.